It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
You know, today herbal remedies are proving to be helpful for so many health conditions, and new therapeutic uses for herbs are constantly being discovered. My guest is Susan Weed. She's best-selling author and herbal remedy expert, and we're talking about natural ways to treat sexually transmitted diseases or infections. So, Susan, let's just start with something that's pretty popular. We hear a lot about candida and the different yeasts. Tell us a little bit about how we can do some natural treatments for candida.
You know, I was with a group of women. I've been teaching about this for many, many years. And I said to them, how many of you have treated yeast overgrowth in the vagina with yogurt? And every single one of them raised their hands. And I said, how many of you have found it successful? And every single one of them raised their hands. And I said, well, the scientific evidence is that yogurt has no effectiveness at all against yeast.
Wow.
But that's not our experience, is it?
No, not necessarily.
Science is not always the best answer.
So candida being this type of bacteria, and then if we're bringing in those probiotics, tell us a little how that works.
Well, actually, it's a yeast. It's a single cell organism, but it's a kind of fungus rather than a bacteria. So it acts a little differently than a bacteria would, and anything that kills bacteria won't necessarily kill vaginal yeast. I think we should also be very, very clear that vaginal yeast is not connected to the so-called overgrowth of yeast in the intestines. So in my new book, Down There, The Wise Woman Way, each section, and there is, of course, a section on sexually transmitted problems, and then divided into each of the problems, each of those little sections has a box within it that says, help! So here's the help box for yeast overgrowth. You can expect results in 3 to 5 days. First of all, apply plain yogurt of the labia and the vagina 4 times a day. Secondly, eat at least 1/2 cup of plain yogurt a day. If you want to add some fruit to it, that's fine, but you got to buy it plain. Thirdly, drink 1 cup or more of chamomile tea or of goldenrod tea on a daily basis. And lastly, sit in any antifungal herb, and there are a lot of antifungal herbs like black walnut, chamomile flower tea. So you make 2 cups, sit in one, drink the other one. Goldenrod, same thing as chamomile. English ivy, don't drink that, it's poisonous. Licorice, even garden sage. And garden sage can be used as a tincture. Just put some of the tincture in some warm water and sit in it as a remedy to help kill that fungus. Maitake mushrooms specifically inhibit and destroy candida throughout the body. And women with chronic yeast infections would also want to add maitake mushrooms in any form.
Great information. Now, how about chlamydia?
Oh, chlamydia. What a difficult problem chlamydia is. Chlamydia is a bacteria, and it is a serious infection. And unfortunately, it can be fairly symptomless. And undiagnosed and therefore untreated chlamydia is the main cause of infertility worldwide. It insidiously damages and causes scar tissue to build up in very delicate places like the tube that the egg goes through or the tube that the sperm goes through, as well as attacking directly the ovaries and the testes. This is a problem for both men and women. So sexually transmitted chlamydia leaves most of its victims unaware that they have an infection until there is irreversible damage done. In a study of 1,300 female U.S. Army recruits, 10% had chlamydia. So if you have a chronic infection of any kind that just doesn't seem to be going away, you might want to consider a test for chlamydia.
And while you're giving us remedies for that, include gonorrhea because sometimes they often occur together.
Yes, in fact, it's quite true. Co-infections are the norm rather than the exception. And a lot of times when women say, oh, I have a chronic yeast infection, no, they're actually getting rid of the yeast infection, but they have chlamydia or gonorrhea or some other co-infection as well. And the difficulty is that chlamydia cloaks itself. That's what chlamydia means, is the cloaking. And so the immune system can't see it, and drugs are not very effective. But if you do really want to get rid of the chlamydia, adding anti-infective herbs to the drugs will do it. And they could be echinacea, powdarco, usnea, yarrow, any of your favorite anti-infective herbs, especially taken in tincture form, taken along with the anti-chlamydia drugs if you decide to take them, or taken alone, can help to reverse this. And it's very important that we do use these herbs as tinctures, not in capsules. Herbs in capsules are not going to be strongly anti-infective enough.
Okay, so when we're talking about these things, and now let's start in with syphilis and even herpes, when you talk about the herbs, we're using these topically more often than we are ingesting them?
If we are talking about chlamydia, then we're talking about ingesting the anti-infective herbs. They need to work systemically in order to get to the chlamydia. The chlamydia is cloaked or sheathed or contained in something that external remedies are ineffective. Even internal drugs are not as effective as we would like them to be. And again, my newest book down there, The Wise Woman Way, gives all the specifics you need to buy or to make your own remedies, the exact dosages, and when to expect results, because I think that's important information.
It is. Now, HPV is in the media so much because we've got vaccines now for the kids. Tell us a little bit about, you know, genital warts, the human papillomavirus.
Human papillomavirus is indeed a big deal. It's the one that your mother told you about. Human papillomavirus can be passed from just about any part of the body. It can be spread through oral sex, genital-to-genital contact, intercourse, frottage. You can pick up human papillomavirus off a toilet seat or a towel, and it can live for 2 or 3 days outside the human body. Oh, my gosh. The Center for Disease Control says that half of all sexually active adults have human papillomavirus. Probably a closer call would be 80 or 90% of people. And in the vast majority of cases, it's not a problem at all. It does not lead to cancer in every single situation. It's actually fairly specific situations. If we're looking at even 50% of the adult population with a human papillomavirus infection, we would certainly expect to see far more than 3,000 deaths from cervical cancer, which is the cancer that it causes.
So do we want to treat the human papillomavirus when we get it? We're running out of time here, Susan.
No, don't treat it at all. In the vast majority of cases, it will go away on its own. In fact, untreated human papillomavirus, it disappears within 1 year of about 80% of women, and of the 20% that are left, about 80% of those will clear it on their own with no treatment of any kind within 2 years. No treatment that is offered medically right now, no drugs, no surgery, will actually get rid of the human papillomavirus. They merely get rid of the lesions that it causes, leaving the virus undisturbed. Lots more information in down there, The Wise Woman Way.
Well, that is great information. And tell people, do you have a website, Susan, that people can find more information?
Come and visit me at SusanWeed.com or visit the Wise Woman Bookshop.com, where you can pick up your copy of Down There, The Wise Woman Way.
Well, thank you so much, Susan Weed. And that's been information on natural ways to treat sexually transmitted infections and diseases. Remember, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at RadioMD.com. This is Melanie Cole, and there's more great show coming up.